Discipline is a very required condition of wholeness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Worldwide Healing Ministry, bringing you Dial Healing Words. Discipline is a very necessary ingredient to healing. We all think that we can do as we wish and say what we wish and be what we wish and then experience only perfection, and how silly that is. Perfection can only be experienced when we think perfect thoughts. When we think thoughts of illness, we experience illness. When we think thoughts of wholeness, we experience wholeness. We say, I'm thinking thoughts of wholeness, and I'm not experiencing wholeness. Yeah, sure you are. You're thinking thoughts of wholeness for a moment. Just for a moment. And that moment is a very short moment. And then the rest of the time you're thinking about the pain and the unhappiness that you're experiencing from an illness. The discipline of our mind is a very important thing. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When we can begin to think in our heart the truth about ourselves, that we are whole and perfect, that we are wonderful, that we are good, that we are beautiful, that we are wonderful, fantastic beings, then that is what we shall experience. But until we say those words and think those thoughts and live in that atmosphere, then we will experience whatever atmosphere we live in. My attitude about myself is that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my whole body. I go around saying, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And you know, that's what I experience all the time. Every moment, no matter whether the path may be difficult, the rocks may be all over the place, I don't step on them. I'm whole and perfect. I walk in my thongs and I walk the path and I walk the meditation trails here at the campus 3 miles every morning several times a day, and it is wonderful. And I'm walking in my thongs. And there are stones here and there, but they're not where I walk. There are rocks, and I walk on the special flat areas as they go up them, and I'm very comfortable. I keep in my consciousness, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And that is what I experience. That's all that I know, that's all that I live, that's all that I think about, and that's all that I enjoy. Isn't that a wonderful thing to enjoy? Yes. That's all that I enjoy. Now, all of us in our life can enjoy wholeness and perfection if we are willing to discipline our minds and our hearts to think only of wholeness and perfection, to think of only goodness. If a child thinks bad thoughts, it's going to do bad things. If it thinks good thoughts, it's going to do good things. So we encourage the child to think good thoughts, to think good thoughts, to speak good words, to do good acts all the time. And the child is indeed very good, because that's its natural proclivity. And our natural proclivity is for health and wholeness. And so as we can train ourselves to think only thoughts of wholeness, purity, goodness, right action, love, unconditional love, then we experience wholeness every day of our life. This is my pledge for you. As you speak wholeness, you experience wholeness. As I speak wholeness, I experience wholeness. And that's my choice for me. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner about the solution to your desire, dial 619-478-5111, 619-478-5111, and you'll reach our corporate offices, and each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner. Tell them you are ready to put a cause in motion for the fulfillment of your desire for whatever dream you have for yourself in your life. The practitioner will say, it is done. Thank you for calling us at the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. Know that as you say, I am whole and perfect, it is done. I speak my word for you right now. You are whole and perfect. It is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.